Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is Glenn Klein online. Please now welcome online our special guest today, the president of Screen Solutions, Mr. Mark Bourget. Mark!
Hello, Glenn.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Well, I'm doing wonderfully, and I really appreciate you asking and caring enough to ask, because I know you do care, Mark.
Okay, I believe that.
I believe it, too. We are so privileged to have Mark. He is the president of Screen Solutions, and we are, of course, webcasting live from Brandon, Florida. But, Mark, it doesn't sound like you were originally from the South. Where do you hail from originally?
Well, if you haven't figured that out yet, I'm from the Boston area. I grew up just south of Boston.
And tell the beautiful humans that are listening right now, what brought you to the sunny climes of West Central Florida?
About 8 years ago, my son and I were talking about starting a business together, and he was already living here and in the screen replacement or rescreening business, and he asked me to be his partner.
And what were you doing up in the greater Boston area prior to coming to the Tampa Bay area?
I was working for Caterpillar, a Caterpillar dealer, as a Caterpillar certified technical trainer.
How does that does not sound like a career that prepares you for being a business owner. What did you have to learn to become your own business owner? And what benefits did you have from that experience that you were able to apply to owning your own business?
Well, previous to working for the Caterpillar dealer for 10 years, I worked as in a Mercedes-Benz repair facility as a mechanic and as the general manager thereafter for the last 7 or 8 years. And I worked on straight commission for the 20 years that I worked there. And then when I went to Caterpillar, I actually got a salary, which was good, but I always wanted to get back to working on commission again.
Well, and the bottom line is when you're a business owner of a small business, you do, by virtue of you get paid by what comes in, you are always on commission.
Oh, absolutely. I don't get a paycheck if I don't go to work.
And you guys have been pretty busy. How old is Screen Solutions?
Screen Solutions was started on June the 3rd, 2003, so we were 8 years old this year.
You guys have seen, obviously, a lot of ebbs and flows with the economy. How have you guys persevered through this economic downturn?
Well, the last 2 years were pretty challenging, but what I did was I ramped up my advertising. I cut my prices as much as I could and still be able to make a living. And we just went out and worked as much as we could. And frankly, through the last couple of years, we worked 4 or 5 days a week, almost every week.
This is Glenn Klein Online. We're talking with Mark Bourget, the president of Screen Solutions here in the Tampa Bay area. Mark, as a guy who has been through the mill, so to speak, and has become and has been a success, from a business perspective, you must have had a number of influences on your life that generated your philosophy and your perspective on business and on life in general. What are some of those?
Well, my whole life, I've worked with quality companies and quality products. And also, I spent 2 years in the military, a year of that in Vietnam as a infantry combat squad leader. So I was making decisions that affected other people's lives, and you just have to be very careful about that. And as a business owner, you're making decisions that are affecting your employees' lives every day.
You were in Vietnam?
Yes, I was.
And you saw combat?
I did.
And how did that impact your life?
It made me a lot stronger. It made me learn how to stand on my own 2 feet and make my decisions and stand by them.
A lot of people come back from a wartime situation. We're seeing it now with the men and women that are coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq. We obviously saw it during Vietnam. In fact, there was an HBO documentary recently on post-traumatic stress syndrome throughout the history of warfare in the United States. Starting, they documented it from the Civil War right up through our present time. Obviously, some guys come back and they do not do well coming out of a situation and the very stressful environment that you were there. I'm sure that you saw life and death and tragedy and grievous injury. Looking back on it retrospectively, Mark, what do you think makes the difference between somebody that can persevere through those type of circumstances and those people that just really fall apart?
I'm not exactly sure about that. Yes, the stress level was pretty high over there, but I think you have to let a lot of it roll off your back, you know, like water off a duck's back, simply because it's not real life. Real life is what you do for the rest of your time that you're alive.
So you were there for a year, and do you remember coming back and having a sense of what was happening in the country and the country's attitude towards Vietnam veterans?
I didn't really know. They filtered the news that we got in Vietnam pretty heavily, so we didn't see all the protests. I was there during the Kent State uprising. I never heard about that till I got back, and I was pretty shocked when I came back and the people in the airports were treating returning soldiers pretty much like they were dogs.
And that, of course, has been historically documented, but you experienced it firsthand. Seeing the response that has been towards our military men and women basically since the first Persian Gulf War with George H.W. Bush, which really was a turning point in the country's attitude towards our men and women in uniform. How did that make you respond emotionally when you started seeing people turning their attitudes around?
I think it made me feel really good because I know firsthand what kind of life that those people have when they're in a combat situation. And I don't think most Americans know you're not required to serve. When I was in, I got drafted. If you got a draft notice, you went into the Army or the Marines, and you were stuck there. There was no quitting. You had to stay.
We're talking with Mark Borgette, the president of Screen Solutions. This is Glenn Klein Online. I'm sure that you folks that were and are logging on to hear about the pool screen business are surprised to hear the incredible background of Mark Borgette, but this is what we do on this radio program. We want you to know about the people that you're considering using their services and going into business with. You must have seen, Mark, some really tragic situations and some grievous injuries and people die. And are those memories still fresh and do they come to you at night?
Those kind of memories are the things that you forget. What you really remember about it is the fun times that you had. The bad times, just like anywhere else in your life, seem to fade away. And they're not the kind of stuff you want to remember anyway.
Well, I think we've kind of maybe stumbled onto the solution, speaking of screen solutions, to why people are able to get through the a tragic situation, an extremely life-altering situation potentially, is because of the focus on the positive as opposed to the focus on the negative. Is that something that you chose to do purposely, or did that just come naturally to you?
I think it came naturally. I think forgetting about the bad times was just something that is easy for me to do. Maybe it's not so easy for other people, but for me, forgetting about the bad and remembering the good is a pretty natural thing.
You're very blessed for that, because obviously that does not come naturally to a lot of folks and a lot of folks who are listening to this radio show right now. This was not the last time that you were faced with tragedy and with extreme challenges in your life, was it?
No. My second son, Jared, who was my business partner also when we started Screen Solutions, was killed in a car accident in December of 2005. And frankly, that was a more life-changing event than going to Vietnam was.
I'm sure that is the case. And, of course, there are many people that are listening right now that can relate to that kind of tragedy. And getting to know you a little bit, I know that You have persevered through that. Did that come naturally as well?
I think it did, although it was much, much harder. I mean, losing a son, he was 30 years old when he passed away. And so we had a lot of time and a lot of history together. And plus, we worked together, so we were with each other virtually every day for the 2.5 years that we were in business previous to his leaving us.
How has his how has his passing continued to inspire you with your business at Screen Solutions?
Well, I even more than when he was with us, I'm saying this is part of his legacy, and I want to make sure we can keep it going.
It's a very special legacy, folks. There is obviously a huge percentage of people in Florida that have screens around their pool, and if their screen mark is working around their pool down here in Florida, it really adds to the pleasure of people's life and their ability to enjoy their recreational time.
Yes, it does. And having a good quality screen enclosure, which the state pretty much mandates that it be built to a, you know, to a high standard, and then having quality screen installed into that enclosure certainly makes your life better. You don't have to clean your pool as much. You don't get attacked by the bugs. The lizards, we can't keep out. They can fit through just about anything, but we can keep the bugs out.
I hear that, but you make a good point, because the quality of people's lives, we know that recreational time is very important for reducing people's stress. It's time for them to chill out, and if they've got a good pool enclosure, that quality of life is going to be enhanced.
Oh, absolutely. It also enhances the value of your home to have your pool enclosure that looks nice and is got fresh screen in it. And it's something that we do for a lot of people when they're getting their homes ready to sell. They will rescreen their pool enclosure, even if it's still a year or 2 years away from actually needing it, because you can see the difference.
Why should people, when they're considering replacing their screen around their pool enclosure, why should they go with Screen Solutions?
I have worked with quality pretty much my whole working life, almost 20 years with Mercedes-Benz, 10 more years with Caterpillar, and we use nothing but quality products, and my people do an absolutely fabulous job installing those products and bringing your pool cage back into like-new condition.
You mentioned the state. Is there a state licensing for pool enclosure businesses?
If you build pool enclosures, you have to have a state aluminum contractor's license. We do not build. We do repairs and rescreening, which is actually controlled by the counties.
So you guys do the screen replacement?
Yes. We don't build the structure. We work on existing structures. And what our job really, and to put it in a nutshell, is to take your 10 or 12, or sometimes if poor screen was installed, 3 or 4 year old pool enclosure, and make it look and work like new again.
This is Glenn Klein Online. We're talking with Mark Borgette, the president of Screen Solutions here in the Tampa Bay area. You go throughout Tampa Bay, I would assume, and take care of people from around this West Central Florida area.
We work in, we pretty much keep our works limited to Hillsborough County, but we work in every nook and cranny in Hillsborough County.
And as you said earlier, you started in 2003 and have seen not only the economic downturns, but there's been some serious weather that has come through this area during that time.
Yeah, after the hurricanes in 2004, even though none of them hit us directly, I was actually booking jobs 10 and 11 and sometimes even 12 weeks out.
Really?
Yeah, the backlog of work was, and it was tremendous, because if I had a, if I wanted to take a day off, I could.
Well, obviously, you had screens that you guys had done before those storms hit. How did the Screen Solution projects and job sites do that you guys had done before?
We had absolutely no screen failures on pool cages we worked on previous to the hurricanes, as far as the installation goes. We did have to replace some screen because debris got blown through it. But as far as screen blowing out of the enclosure, that did not happen.
You guys had no damage due to the hurricanes? That's incredible.
Absolutely zero.
What do you account for that?
We do a great job installing the screen. We get it in. You got to do two things when you install the screen. You got to put it in square in the opening, and you also have to get it tight.
And so what is the difference that you have versus the other companies? When somebody comes to a screen solutions job site, what are they going to notice versus some of your competitors?
One of the things they will notice right away is that with new screen in there, there will be absolutely no wrinkles, or we call them bubbles, but there will be no loose screen in that pool cage. Everything will be tight, nothing will sag, and there will be no wrinkles or ripples in the screen.
And what are some of the other differences between you and your competitors?
The other differences are that we don't clean every pool cage, because some people, frankly, keep their pool cages spotless, but most people, the pool cages need to be cleaned, and when we clean a pool cage, we get it spotless also.
I think you're kind of a clean freak, aren't you, Mark?
No, I'm not. Just ask my wife.
We'll have to get Karen on the next program for sure. Now, the difference, when you go into a job and you guys have to come back a second day, there is a screen solutions difference there too, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. When we go home for the night, even if it's a 2 or 3 day job, each night that we go home, we clean the job site up completely and leave the yard as we found it the previous morning.
Well, I have gotten to know Mark Borgette well over these last several weeks. Mark and I, of course, are both members of the BNI Success Express. I have to admit, Mark, that I was a little surprised to find a screen replacement guy in a networking group. Why did you decide to do that?
I did that a little more than 3 years ago. I joined Success Express. It was one of the strategies I used to keep my business alive during the downturn in the economy, and it was a way to get 35 or 40 other people out there talking about me and trying to sell work for me.
And how is it working for you?
It's working excellent. I get, you know, I refer work to them, and we have a group of people that refer work back to us.
It's a tremendous concept, BNI, isn't it?
It's tremendous. It's like having, you know, I'm the sole salesman for our business, but I've got 35 other salesmen at Success Express.
That's the concept, is you have other representatives out for you. Like you said, 35 plus other representatives out for you 7 days a week. If an issue for a pool enclosure or screen replacement comes in, they are going to recommend Screen Solutions and Mark Borgette. That's just how it works.
That is how it works, and the cool thing is I don't have to pay them.
Well, you do by referring their products and services to your contacts as well.
That's
the payback.
No money exchanges hands, but we certainly look after each other's backs.
Well, I cannot recommend Mark Borgette and Screen Solutions enough. You can check out Mark on the web at Screen Solutions. It's SCREEN-Solutions.com, screen-solutions.com. Or call their office directly at 813-928-8118. That's 813-928-8118. Mark Borgette, Screen Solutions. Mark, this was awesome. We need to do it again sometime. You are the man.
I'm ready.
You are wicked wonderful.
You're speaking like a true Bostonian.
Exactly. Well, we love it. We love the folks in Boston, but we want to service the folks in Tampa Bay. And as I said, we cannot suggest Screen Solutions more to you. Check them out on the web, screen-solutions.com. Want to thank Sean O'Halloran for producing and engineering this radio show. Until next time, this is Glenn Klein Online saying, Shalom, everybody!